now entering the truth zone, deep into the vortex of the information revolution, with your host, Michael B.
This is Michael B., your host for the Truth Zone, June 15th, 2017, on this yet another glorious day in the state of Texas. So, I wake up this morning and I'm feeling sick to my stomach, both over personal issues, professional issues, and the world at large. So, now all the talk is civil war, civil war, civil war. Now, I know I'm being picky, but there is nothing civil about war. Now, I know the technical term, you know, civil war means civil amongst civilians. Well, first of all, America never had a civil war. We had a revolutionary war against the British Crown, and our founding fathers were successful. Okay, that's in the history books. The War of 1860 was not a war among civilians. The Southern states broke away from the United States of America. They formed their own government called the Confederacy. And Jefferson Davis was their president. And, yeah, it was on the same continent, but so is Spain and France, and they had wars. The Confederacy, really, in principle, was a separate nation of several states, just like the North. Basically, it was two countries fighting on the same continent. So, it really was the revolution, or the war, of 1860. And what we're seeing here is not a creation of a civil war. What we're seeing is an insurrection. What we're seeing is the communists versus liberty. That's what this is. And I've talked about this, and I've talked about this. I have said that what we're seeing with our own eyes is not about just Republican versus Democrat, conservative versus liberal. That's just on the surface level. But when you peel the onion back, you start to see what this really is. It's about totalitarian rule versus liberty and freedom. Western Europe and the United States represents, or maybe we could use past tense at this point, it's arguable, represents freedom and liberty. As I established last week, and I could do a week establishing it once again, the foundations for our common law that came out of Britain, and Britain got it from the Roman Empire. The Roman Empire gave us the Justinian Code, which launched common law, the Magna Carta, the whole deal. The Emperor Justinian wrote that Christianity greatly influenced his code of ethics and law. See, that's the nucleus of this onion. It's evil versus the cross. When you get down to it, when you cut off all the layers, all of it, and you nakedly expose what this is all about, it's to destroy Christianity. And when you do that, you replace it with a totalitarian model. And the globalists are using Islam as the hammer. That is the weapon. It is no coincidence that we see these global elites, they love slavery, sex slavery, pedophilia, underage sex, and I mean that's in that umbrella. They want a total rule. They want to exercise perversion in their closets, but they want to wipe out whatever you do in your freedom and in your liberty. And Islam, I've covered this. I did a 5-part series. They're elitists. They're Wahhabists. They're imams. They have the same philosophy as the globalists. World caliphate, one world government, where you submit to Islam. And Islam is not just a religion. It is a 100% way of life. It's more than a philosophy. See, if you take away the spirituality of Christianity, Christianity then you can say is a philosophy, like Buddhism, like Hinduism. Those you could, which those are philosophies, by the way, because Buddha never called himself God. They really don't have a God, and Hinduism is just paganism. Pink elephants and purple turtles and the whole whatever. And Taoism. But there's a philosophy behind it. Islam actually has a government, a governmental secular model implanted in it. That's Sharia law. And they have penalties for what happens to you if you violate them. See, if you read the Christian scriptures, there's no penalty of death carried out by a human being if you commit adultery or if you're a homosexual. Adultery, and also it's hinted at severe physical abuse within a marriage, those are grounds for divorce. Other than that, there are none. And nowhere in the Christian scriptures does it say you will be punished by death should you cheat on your spouse? There also is no penalty of death by a human being if you openly practice homosexuality. The Apostle Paul says, though idolaters and sexual abusers, you know, the homosexuals, the abominators, that's the word I'm looking for. Although they practice things deserving of death, they do not die. What he's saying there is that although they do deserve a human death, you go back to the Old Testament, the Jews had that, which the Muslims stole. But besides the point, but what Paul is saying is though they do deserve death on the spot, they don't die because that's left to Jesus Christ whenever that judgment takes place. So Christianity in and of itself does not have a government. It does not have human penalties for violating its tenets, other than you're removed from the congregation. It's called shunned. And when you show repentance and when you correct yourself, you're welcomed back in. It's not, oh, you know, do what you want to do. It's okay. Come and hang out with us anyway. No, you're removed. You repent. You correct yourself. You come back into the fold. The Apostle Paul made it quite clear in 1 Corinthians chapter, I think, 7 or 9, somewhere in there. He made it clear who is to be excluded out of your congregation or your inner circle. Made it clear. He didn't say to kill them. He didn't say to throw them off of rooftops. He didn't say to stone them or to burn them alive. He said to, they're removed. You remove them from your congregation. That's not being mean. That's not being exclusive. That's not being unforgiving. That's prudent. Because when you have those behaviors in your inner circle, like it says in Proverbs and many other places, you become who you associate with. It's nothing supernatural. It's the way it is. It's nature. You start to adapt to your environment. It's nature. If you hang out with moral, ethical, and successful spiritual people, it will, by osmosis, you hang out long enough, by osmosis, you will manifest the same behaviors. There's nothing psychedelic. It's natural law. You hang out with reprobates and slobs, you become so. Or if your will is so strong, you are so repulsed by that, you leave the situation. That's what you do. And we're in a situation where evil has grown so strong in this world, it's going to come to the point where you either surrender to it or you leave it. Now, I don't know how you can really leave the world and still be alive other than you make yourself like Grizzly Adams. You find some desolate area and you somehow, you know, hey, live like, I guess, you know, like a caveman or something. Which, I mean, I don't know if you could even find land that isn't owned by some entity at this point in the world. I know that there's a lot of people that say they live off the grid and they're totally excluded from government. And that may be true, but as this situation we're in progresses, it's just a matter of time before you're discovered and you agree to come back into the fold of their civilization, or you will be in prison. It's just a matter of time. And we're at the crossroads because now, you know, we've had those congressmen and senators, whoever, shot at a baseball field. We know that it's a Bernie Sanders supporter. That's been open. And again, you know, here we go. This guy has been posting stuff on Facebook and Twitter. And I find it interesting. You post anything mocking Muhammad or making quasi-bigotry remarks against blacks, you're suspended from Facebook for 30 days. So explain to me, and this is rhetorical, how Facebook didn't pick that guy up. How did they not pick up his rhetoric, his manifestos? I'm baffled, not. Because I know who owns Zuckerberg. I know who owns this entire theater. It's in one Bible verse, 1 John 5:19. The world lies in the power of the wicked one. Some translations say in the world lies in the power of the wicked. Some says the world lies in the power of evil. They leave off the evil one. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because the wicked or evil, there's a general. There's a general and there's a leader. And it's not George Soros. At best, he's a lieutenant. Like, if you watch The Godfather, like the way the Italian mafia was set up, depicted in that movie, he's at best a capo. And he gives the orders to the troops, to the soldiers. The Don never speaks directly to the soldiers. He uses his capos. That general is Satan himself. It comes down to, are you with the cross or are you against the cross? That's what it comes down to. A lot of people don't like to hear that. A lot of people don't believe that. I suffer persecution basically every day. Right? In my backyard, I suffer it. Okay? This is something that is talked about in the Bible. You will be persecuted You will be imprisoned. You may even be killed in my name. You either become part of the world or you leave the world. And as I've stated on my show, and it's a very difficult thing for a lot of people, it's difficult for me because I'm complying too. We, as a people, are aiding and abetting our own demise. What's going on with this Russian probe crap? What's going on with our government being in total default? I've been saying that for 7 years. 7 years ago, very few would have believed it. But as their position grows stronger, they're more and more naked about it. James Comey stated, Trump was never under investigation. There was no Russian collusion. And whatever the Russians are being accused of did not affect the election outcome. And yet, I read yesterday that a bill is being passed to sanction Russia for their involvement in the election when Comey says they had no impact. There is not a shred of proof that Russia even hacked in. Their statements, oh, they hacked into 39 states to look at data. Maybe. Prove it. Show it to us. Show us the algorithm they used. I mean, surely, if you're making these accusations, there must be some evidence. You must have found some abnormality, some infiltration. Show it to us. The United States still has not gone to the UN and filed a complaint for international espionage, because that's what this is. If you're telling me that Russia successfully hacked into 39 states to look at our data and see, I don't know, what direction we're going in, who we're voting for, well, that's international espionage, isn't it? So where's the complaint to the world court? See, there never will be any. It's the same reason Bill Clinton hasn't sued anybody for defamation of character when they call him. They write books. They make t-shirts that the man is a rapist. That the man went on Jeffrey Epstein's pedophile island, as it's dubbed, and had sex with underage girls. I'm not saying it. It's in books. It's in books. His activities have been written about by Roger Stone, David Icke, Alex Jones. The names go on and on and on. I don't even know all the names. But not one defamation of character suit. Not one. Because what happens is that, well, then people get deposed. Evidence is brought in by the defense, and now all their stuff becomes court records. And to my knowledge, as we're seeing with Bill Cosby, sexual violations apparently have no statute of limitations. Meaning, the things that Bill Clinton has been accused of doing 30 years ago can now be brought into a criminal court. like they're doing to Bill Cosby. What allegedly Bill Cosby did 40 freaking years ago. The same thing could happen to Bill Clinton. Instead, he just lets the books be written, the t-shirts be made, he lets himself be heckled, he lets people running for office say all sorts of things about him, he lets it ride because he knows he has to. He also knows that enough people in this country don't give a damn. However, thanks to the Electoral College, enough people gave a damn to keep his wife out of office. But their money has been made, and it continues to be made. They made their fortune already. They're set. They're in their late 60s. They're probably sick. God knows how long they're going to live. So they made their destiny. Their names are written in the books of earthly immortality. Be it famous or infamous, it doesn't matter. And now they're slowly giving their daughter, the football. But I think she's going to fall flat on her face. Because those emails that WikiLeaks made public, which by the way, they received from DNC insiders. This whole WikiLeaks program is an inside job. It wasn't the Russians, it wasn't the Chinese, it wasn't the British MI6, it was none of those entities. It was an inside job. And by the way, the details and the names may have been new, but what they've been accused of, the satanic rituals, the pedophilia, selling out our technologies and our resources for money funneling through the Clinton Foundation, old news, folks. Old news. Larry Nichols, who was a Clinton hitman, political hitman, let me make that clear. Not like a mafioso hitman where there were bodies. He was a political hitman, a hatchet man. The man's on his deathbed, grew a conscience, and he's been speaking about this stuff for several years. The gist of all of those emails is old news to people like me that have known about it for years. I just didn't know all the names. Quite frankly, I didn't know who the hell John Podesta was. Personally, I never heard of him. I never heard of Bob Cramer until this election cycle. Never heard of them. But I knew what they did. I knew all about HSBC. I've talked about this on YouTube years ago. Talked about it when I was on Blog Talk Radio. Knew all about it, running drug money through that bank. And no criminal charges were levied. They paid a fine because now, again, you have a criminal court. You got to bring the records in. And then in a criminal court, names are named. Can't have it. Can't have that. Hillary Clinton cannot be prosecuted. If she's prosecuted, if she's indicted, records become court evidence. Names will be named. Can't have it. This governmental infrastructure craps the bed. People will realize for real, there is no government here. What we have are bullies and tyrants slowly fleecing our individuality. Slowly fleecing our private property, our liberty, our faith, our intellectual potential. That's what all of you that are either on the fence, you know, yeah, ooh, you know, it's looking that way, but oh, I just can't buy in that 9/11 was an inside job. I just can't do it. And you have so many of those that are absolutely, vehemently, and almost like violently convinced that their government is good. They'd never hurt us that way. It's only the Democrats. It's only the liberals. 9/11 had to have been done by Arabic terrorists. Had to be. The 28-page report is 100% accurate. Saudi Arabia financed it. The American government had nothing to do with it. You have those people. If names are named and mass arrests are made, this government collapses. Can't have that. So we have to have this opera. We have to have this Broadway play to keep us entertained and distracted from what's really going on here. I mean, this Russian crap and this Comey crap could have been avoided day one. I swear to uphold the Constitution of the United States, so help me God. Welcome to 45th president. Comey, you're fired. Done. Trump had a second opportunity to avoid all of this. All the Democrats were saying, you know, Comey screwed Clinton out of the election. He did a terrible job releasing that last-minute stuff. He should be fired. Oh. Oh, Democrats, you want Comey fired? Okay. Comey, you're fired. Nope. Trump waited. Trump waited until after Comey's May 3rd testimony, the Russian thing gained even more momentum, and then he fires Comey. Trump fires Comey when it was not vogue to fire Comey with Washington, D.C. It was vogue in what? January, February, maybe March. I forgot when the calling for his head by the for Comey's head by the Democrats. I forgot exactly when it abated into nothingness. So Trump had two opportunities to rid himself of this man and to move on with his presidency. And as smart, you know, hey, Trump is a self-made billionaire. Very smart man. Created a global empire. Written many books, TV shows, the whole schmear. So we're led to believe he wasn't smart enough to see this crap coming? How come everybody else did? How come I did? How come Jerome Corsi of WorldNewsDaily.com, WND.com, knew it? How come Jones knew it. How come all these people knew it? That you leave in scumbags, Clinton stooges like James Comey, you're begging for trouble. How come he didn't know that? Does that really make sense? This is the truth zone, folks. This isn't the Republican zone, and this isn't the Trump zone. So I'm suspicious. I really have to ask myself, what role in this is Donald Trump really playing? Because now there's talk that Jeff Sessions didn't answer clearly about the discussions with Donald Trump about firing Comey. And he was asked, did you fire Comey over this Russian stuff after you recused yourself? Recused? Crap. Now I've lost the word. Recused. I guess that's the word, right? All he had to do was say, I didn't fire him over this Russian stuff. I recommended him be fired because of the way he handled his job with the Clintons. How he didn't prosecute, how he's a Clinton-Obama holdover. You need to clean house, you need to get your own man. You need to get someone that's clean from all of this investigation stuff. You need to get a clean government. That's all he had to say, but no, he danced around it. Sort of, maybe, I don't know. So now you got some dude, some former DOJ guy going, oh, Jeff Sessions might be seeing a grand jury. Over what? You got to ask yourselves, why is this nonsense being continued? And why is this the number one theme? I said this yesterday. I said BLM ran its course, and they got to run to Antifa. While they're running with Antifa, they had a circuit, the Russian thing had to build. You got to stir the soup because summer was coming. The kids were leaving the university, so you're not going to have university riots anymore over Trump. So you have to stir the cauldron because the Russian thing takes time. Then you have to build the crescendo. That's number one now. Meanwhile, people want to attack me because I said, well, I don't think the economy's booming. 138,000 jobs were created. Some sources, several sources say 133,000 of the 138K were low-wage, part-time jobs. I didn't say it. They said it. I'm not a financial analyst. I'm not an economics major. They said it. I just report it. I'm a snowflake, I'm a liberal, I hate Trump. That's the response. So, insanity is absolutely across the board, and you got to ask yourselves, do I want to be part of that insanity, or do I want to leave that insanity? Do I want to follow what the Bible says and pick up my cross daily? Or do I just want to go along to get along? The choice has to be made. In my heart and in my mind, I've made my choice and I'm paying the price. Well, it is what it is. I am strongly compulsed to live by what I feel is right, win, lose, or draw. And quite frankly, the only thing holding me together through all the crap that I'm going through, the only thing that's holding me together is that basically I face two outcomes. I die and I just become maggot food as I decompose, or I get cremated, whatever. And this shuts off. Michael B. ceases to exist, or my consciousness moves on into some elevated state. I don't know, an angel, spiritual thing, I don't know. A servant in God's kingdom, I don't know. So, I either get something better than this, or I shut off like a computer. You go, you hit the shut off button, fade to black. That the state I'm in now and what my eyes are looking at, all temporary. All temporary. So, that being said, until proven otherwise, my gut and my heart tells me to stand by the cross. Live the way of the Christian scriptures as best I can. And as a human American, stand up for what our founding fathers, in their writings, I can't talk about what they thought about behind closed doors, but in their writings, freedom, liberty, private property, live your life, don't break your neighbor's arm, no intrusion upon my person, by citizen, by government, by foreign entity. I am compelled to live by that philosophy and to pontificate, if you will, that philosophy until either A, my heart expires, or B, I'm proven I should be doing something differently. That, ladies and gentlemen, is the truth zone. Now, this 43 and a half minute rant was totally impromptu. I had articles put up. I was going to talk about Islamic terrorism. I was going to talk about what Eastern Europe is doing. I was going to play a couple of audio clips. Didn't do any of it. Because I felt compelled to talk to you people about not what's going on that we see with our eyes on the internet, on the television, in the streets. All over the world, the physical, what we're seeing in the physical. I felt compelled to tell you what I believe, is going on underneath what our eyes are showing us. Now, to conclude the show, I am going to read off the last several days of Islamic terrorist attacks going on all over the world. And as I've been reading off to you daily, this list coming from the religionofpeace.com/attacks for 2017, the vast majority, like 90% of the places where terrorist attacks are taking place are in countries that have made Islam the majority religion and Sharia law the majority secular law code in their countries. And they're paying the price. Now, one would think, oh, you know, well, if a country is 90 to 100% Islam, well, the people must be getting along great. I mean, they agree. It's basically a one-nation religion. They should agree. They're happy. Not quite. Because as the laws of nature show us, when evil grows, so do evil acts. Murder, rape, pedophilia, slavery, imprisonment, suffering, pain, torture, pain, blues, and agony. It's inevitable. And as Western Europe and the United States of America capitulate to this religion of peace, it is only natural. You can only expect more pain, blues, and agony. And as we sit back and continue to let our country erode our God-given inalienable rights of freedom and liberty, you can only expect pain, blues, and agony. I am not being prophetic. I'm not tapping into the Holy Spirit. I'm not claiming Jesus Christ is talking through me. Not at all. It's the laws of physics. And as Scotty once said on an episode in the original Star Trek series, you cannot change the laws of physics, Captain. Can't. Can't. And as we continue to feed the military-industrial complex with the flesh and blood of our children, you can only expect more pain, blues, and agony. As we the people allow Islam to grow in this country, we can only expect more pain, blues, and agony. The more that we the people accept a more perverted society, the more pain, blues, and agony you can expect. The more we allow we Christians to be attacked, we freedom and liberty lovers to be attacked, the more that we pay and finance the system to grow and to get stronger, the more pain, blues, and agony we can expect. It's nothing special. I'm not special. Yeah, I am, actually. In essence, in God, maybe not in we human to human, we're not special, but I like to think that in God's eyes I'm special. I like to think that he loves me, so in turn, I feel compelled to do my best to honor what he has asked of me. Am I perfect? No. Do I have sexual proclivities? Which, by the way, I'm married and a heterosexual and I only have one partner. But do I have sexual proclivities that may make a lot of Christians go, maybe. But those proclivities take place in my bedroom, in private. I don't push my proclivities onto people, and I don't persecute people that don't agree with them. I don't pass them on to children. I don't try to have it taught in schools. None of that business. My life is my business. I don't hurt anybody. I don't corrupt anybody. I don't do any of that. So, in my eyes, I am honoring the Lord. Not 100%, that's an impossibility, but I think I'm doing a pretty decent job. And you all have to ask yourselves, are you doing a decent job? Are you doing what's being asked of you, should you say you believe? Or not. There's no law that says you've got to go by the way of the cross. There's no law saying I can't make you. In the Christian scriptures, again, there's no human penalty for denying the cross, laughing at Jesus Christ, laughing at the Holy Spirit. There's no human penalty in the scriptures. None. There's nothing I can do to you. There's nothing I want to do to you. Islam has that. Christianity, Judaism has it. They don't practice it. Judaism has it. Islam has it. Christianity doesn't have it. They don't have human penalties for the life choices you make. So, I'm going to go over several terrorist attacks worldwide, and then I'm going to close with a song from Toby Mac. And if you're a believer and you love Christian variety music, I recommend AirOne.com. A-I-R, the number one.com. For those of you in the Dallas, Texas area, I don't know how far it goes, on your car radios, it's 101.7 FM. So, I'm going to start with the 11th, because I believe I let off with June 10th. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, I can't believe this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 7 worldwide terrorist attacks carried out by Islam. Thailand, Iraq, Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, Burkina Faso, never heard of it, Nigeria, and another one from Pakistan. What I'm seeing here, 4, 5, 6, 8, 16, 19 people killed, and about 8 to 10 injured. They range from two men are gunned down in separate attacks by suspected terrorists, a man is shot to death in his own home by Muslim insurgents, a police detective is killed, Al-Qaeda suicide bombers kill some soldiers, 5 civilians are executed by the... Oh, no, wait, I'm going ahead of myself, sorry. Journalists are killed, soldiers are killed, a farmer is killed. So, moving on to the 12th, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4 incidents. two from Thailand, one from Egypt, one from Yemen, and it looks like three, four, six are killed, and one is injured. And again, these are police detectives as well. These are men, various situations. The 13th, they decided to have a light day. Again, five civilians are executed in Iraq. Then we've got yesterday. One, two, three, four, five incidents. Three in Afghanistan, one in Iraq, one in Somalia. And it was a heavy day. So apparently, they compensated for going lightly the 13th, the 12th, and the 11th, where they only killed a few at a time. We've got 46, 48, 49, 53 people killed yesterday. 34, 37, 43 people injured. Five girls are among dozens slaughtered at a restaurant during a suicide attack by Islamic extremists. Four Iraqis are killed during a massive suicide assault by ISIS. Motorcycle suicide bomber kills two others. A bomb planted by the Taliban takes out a bystander. A suicide bomber targets Religion of Peace rivals, killing four. So, as I've stated, you got countries that are practically 100% Islam. You would think, hey, mission accomplished. You know, they got their national caliphate. They've won. They've got everybody under Islam. Yet, that's not good enough. Because the thirst for blood. Satan is the god of blood. It is a thirst that cannot be quenched. That's what you have to understand. This, ladies and gentlemen, this is not going to end by thinking you voted for the right person. This is not going to end because you think you have enough guns at home. Nope. This either may never end on the human scale, and it would take direct intervention from God, Jehovah, Yahweh, Elohim, whatever, sending his son Jesus Christ again. Or this, you know, we'll always have this situation. But we the people can minimize and contain this problem, but we have to stand up. And the first way is to surrender to Jesus Christ. And if you're single, you find a like-minded partner and you raise your children with solid biblical principles and you educate them on the United States Constitution. Better yet, on the right, not just one document, on the writings. More importantly, on the writings from the founding fathers. And as I used this resource the other day, you can go to wallbuilders.com. And excuse me. And I'll post it today in the Truth Zone in my public group page for all of you to see. And you can go to it. So more importantly, the biblical teachings and then the letters and the writings of our founding fathers. That should be your foundation for educating the next generations to come. Because things have gone too far for this to be somehow reversed at our age level. 40, 50, 60 or more. Too late. Too late. The best thing we can do is educate the children coming up. The children born and yet to be born. That's the only hope. To keep your vision of what we, our vision of what we think America and the world should look like. That's it. On the human level, without divine intervention, this is our only hope. To restore that vision. Should you choose to do so. It's too late for me to educate. My children are grown. My son understands. Slowly, he's understanding. But he's 28. I'm 52. I'm done. My reproducing days are over. It's now up to you. The 30-somethings and the 20-somethings planning on raising a family. You now, in reality, have the football. All I can do, folks, is provide you what's happening on the surface level and explain to you what I believe is underneath that surface level, hopefully spark something in you to compel you to run with that football and try to make it to the end zone as best you can. And even if you kick a field goal, that's something. Even if you don't hit a grand slam, but you hit a sacrifice fly and drive a run in, it's something. So, I'm going to end the show with Toby Mac. And again, as far as I'm concerned, until I expire, or until I'm shown something proven to be better than what I feel now, I'm going to have this faith and this mindset till the day I die.
I keep swinging for the fences. It's like this heart is defenseless against a passion that's pumping through my veins. Blood, sweat, tears, it's a calling. And if I can't walk, then I'm crawling. It might flicker, but they can't kill the flame.
till I die and they put me in the coffin. Yeah. It don't matter if I'm on the road or if I'm recording. Tell me what you think about me, that really ain't important. You know I'm a representative, I ain't playing, can't afford to. I only got one life, I'ma get it though. And this is not an act, not a movie, not a TV show. I don't know what quit me, I don't never take it slow. You know I'm on the grind, me and Toby in the studio. Go for the king, what you know about that? Say you going harder,
I
yeah, you say you doing work, but you asking where the couch at. How you doing work when you asking where the couch at? God is not a crutch, you can use them when you wanna. You only look to heaven when you going through some drama. And when they going through some problems, and that's the only time you call them. I guess I don't understand that life. Wonder why I